Breakfast on 3AW for the White Glove Mover. Professional, courteous, the best of the best, local or interstate, and they'll even make your bed.
And 19 after 6. A concerning number of parents are not properly listening when their children tell them they've been treated in a hurtful or nasty way online. Dr. Christy Goodwin, a digital wellbeing and peak performance expert. You're not in the Melbourne Football Club, are you, Doctor?
No, unfortunately not.
That seems counterintuitive to me, that I would have thought that most parents, if they got any hint whatsoever that their child had been treated in a hurtful or nasty way online, would act.
Yes, it surprised me too. And I must say, I think that part of this, and it's not a criticism of parents, but I think sometimes parents have become immune to some of their child's requests or demands or complaints. I think the other reason could potentially be that parents are digitally distracted themselves when the children are perhaps raising these issues or concerns, or perhaps a bit flippant or dismissive about how serious these issues may be. As parents, in our defence, you know, very few of us grew up in a completely digitally saturated world. So we don't have that first-hand experience of some of the issues that our kids are facing. So I think we can sometimes be dismissive in that sense.
So, Doctor, any tips on how to pick up the signals? Because kids may not necessarily know how to talk to their parents about it.
No, and one of the concerning things based on this information is that if our kids have tried to raise it with us once and haven't been met with success, they're very reluctant to repeat that again. So I think we need to, you know, even the most basic or menial complaints that they make about the online space, we need to take seriously. Some other red flags that we might look for are really radical shifts in their behaviour. You know, are they becoming more secretive? Are they requesting to use devices for longer periods of time? Has there been a radical shift in their sleeping habits, in their emotional state? And one of the reasons this is really hard for parents to disentangle is because some of those red flags are just typical stages of childhood and adolescent development.
Yeah, well, so, I was going to ask you, in your mind's eye, what age child are you currently talking about?
Look, this ranges, and the sad thing is that we're seeing children in primary school, you know, facing really serious cyberbullying situations. So the minute, I believe, you hand an internet-connected device to your child, be that in primary school, it is certainly much more pronounced in secondary school, or if they have access to their own device. I think parents really need, I often say parents need to be the pilot, or with adolescents, the co-pilot of the digital plane.
Well, we've got someone who's not on social media or anything like that, but they're in a chat group with mates.
Yes.
And we see everything that is said.
And that's great. That's a prime example of parents being the pilot of the plane. So as the pilot of the plane, you have to set boundaries around what your child can access. So, you know, just like we wouldn't let our kids go to a playground if they're young, unsupervised, or wouldn't let them go off and play with people that we didn't know, we have to apply those same rules to the digital context. So know the digital playgrounds that they're playing in, know the pitfalls. You know, many primary school kids are playing multiplayer video games or in games that have online chat rooms, and these are not benign playgrounds. What's happening in these spaces is really concerning. So assume that active role, co-view, use the technology with your children and encourage them as that pilot of the plane that if they do face issues, that they can come to you. And the key thing that we have to reiterate as parents is that when they do come to us with a concern or a worry or something disturbing, that there's no perceived threat of digital amputation. Our kids do not report cyberbullying if they think you're going to confiscate the console or take away their phone.
Good on you.
That makes sense.
Now, that's very interesting. Remember I've told you the difference between the possible differences in the expression hip operation? As in, how's Luca going since he left radio? Oh, he's got this coffee shop in Brunswick Street. It's a really hip operation. How's Ando going? Just had a hip operation. Right. Digital amputation.
Yeah, good.
Right. Digital amputation is now having your social taken away from you. I'm trying to think of the most famous digital amputation in history.
Well, one wouldn't have wanted to have a digital amputation.
I was about to say Daniel Chick, and Scorcher gets in my ear and says, Daniel Chick. Yeah. Daniel Chick injured his finger playing footy, and he said, oh, I've had enough of this. Cut it off.
Bang.
It is 24 after 6.